All right, I cue the trumpet. I guess the rapture ain't happening yet, but I think we need to talk about it. What's up, that Supernatural Talk family? Guys, we are on episode 20 of that Supernatural Talk podcast. That's right. All you loyal, devoted listeners that are being blessed by this podcast that is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and equipping you to do amazing things and giving you information that you might just not know. It's going to take you further and get you where you need to go. That's right. Episode 20, guys. We are 20 episodes in. It's exciting. I think I say I'm excited on every episode, actually. But it's always good to be here. It's always good to hang out with you all. Whatever you're doing, driving your car, working, hanging with the kids, washing clothes, washing dishes, whatever it is you're doing. Thank you for always being a listener because it helps. Amen. The goal is to get people to grow. So that's what we're doing. But anyway, before we jump into this topic of how you know that you will make it when the rapture hits. Now, this is going to be a topic that comes with a lot of controversy. What do I mean? There's many like theories, eschatological ideas, and you know, beliefs concerning it. So we're just going to like talk and bounce some things around and let you come to terms on what you want to believe and what you decide. But before I do so and we talk about that, I want to introduce Glory Boy, number one, number two, and number three. Let's take a look at first, Isaias Poche.
Familia, estamos aquí. We're here again.
Amen. Glory Boy, one and a half. Actually, the one and a half would be good. But Glory Boy number two is, I'm telling you, it's not you. It's King's Eyes.
What's up, fam? It's me. Glory Boy two and a half.
I don't know. Whatever I don't you want to call it. I don't know how we're going to fix that. I don't know. Because it is kind of not right because Mark was there before you.
Okay. I don't care anymore.
It's hard. It's hard.
The only thing is I just gotta get my jacket fixed.
I know, but it's kind of hard for me because it's almost like Mark's been there since like what, 2,000 subs? Yeah, he's been there for a minute, man. He's outbeat you by like a year and a half, I think, or something. Mark's been around for a minute. He's loyal. I gotta give him the number two position. Keys, on this podcast, we're gonna officially, it ain't a demote, but Nutrimote.
No, it's a demote. I'll take the demotion.
No, it's not demotion. Nutrimote.
No, I'll take it.
We're gonna let. Dang, he's taking
don't
this.
Feel no type
I'll
of way.
No, I'm saying
don't
I'm feel taking
no type
it.
Of
it's
way.
Just it's
Mark,
how it
man,
works.
Go ahead. Yeah, take
there. Those who are last will be first.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. No,
but
I'm
you're not
saying.
Really last. All right, today officially, Keegs becomes Glory Boy number three.
Oh Glory my number gosh. Three.
And now he's throwing up signs. You can't Let's do that on the video.
I'm Glory
What's
Boy
up,
number
bro?
Three.
Wow.
What's up, bro?
I'm Glory Boy number three.
Number one, two, and three.
Yo,
this is better? Great. I thought this was better than this.
No.
What are you doing? Just, what are you doing?
All right, guys, let's get into the
Glory Boy number three.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we have Glory Boy number one, Isaias Poche. Number two, Mark Jean. And number three, Keegan Burkhart. From Indiana.
Say my last name like that.
Not Hotlanta like Glory Boy number two.
Indiana. You know?
We got a Falcon, a Colt, and a Jaguar.
Ooh.
Or
wait,
a Dolphin.
Wait, which one's which? Who's which?
Atlanta's a Falcon.
Indianapolis Colts.
Indiana's a Colts. Okay. And then you got to decide if you're a Dolphin or a Jaguar, bro. I don't know which one you are.
What?
He's a Dolphin. He's a Dolphin. Okay, I get it.
No, not very.
I don't blame you though. But we're not going to jump into sports right now.
Okay. Oh,
but yeah,
Jesus.
just having some fun. Look, Glory Boy one,
two,
and
Buccaneer,
three.
Could be a Buccaneer.
Oh, you're right. We got three teams.
Buccaneers.
Oh, you. Arr. My man's a Buccaneer all the
so
way.
You, that's
a Buccaneer.
So what are you? What are you? Which side do you choose, Isaias?
I'll be a Buccaneer.
Buccaneer?
Yeah, I had Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I used to be a Buccaneers fan because of Mike Allstott.
Shut up.
Who was a beast fullback. Like he was a full running, fullback, running back, receiving. Like the guy would run you over. I like that guy. But anyway, let me get into the podcast, guys, before I lose you. Anyway, look, we're going to talk about the rapture, and I think this is a good topic to talk on, being that we just did another end times video. Like we just coming off of the last episode, which was talking about the end times. But one of the things we talk about: are you ready for the rapture? So, what does the rapture talk about? Look like? It looks like Jesus coming in the clouds at the sound of the trumpet, right? And meeting the bride, him and the bride meeting in the clouds. Is that how it goes? That's how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. So when that happens is what's up for debate. But before we get into that, the pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib talk, which I'm really not going to dive too deep in, we need to talk more about how to be ready for that moment, how to have your lamp full. So I'm going to ask these guys first. Whoever wants to answer can answer. What's one thing that you definitely need to have to make the rapture?
Want to go first, Keith?
Go ahead, I.
You need Jesus, first of all.
Amen.
You need the Holy Spirit. Obviously, you need to be saved. So, like, first, you know, you need to receive Jesus. You need to receive the gospel, okay? Let's say we're already Christian, right? If we already know the Lord, right?
You answered the first one, right? Okay. So I'm going to move to the next. Okay, what do you got? What do you got, Keeks?
Yeah, I was going to say you have to have the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, because that's what's raptured, right? Our flesh, everything here is going to disintegrate. I'm going to go to dust. So you have to be able to have the Holy Spirit that is perfect, that is righteous, to be able to make it up.
But we will rise in body form, right?
Yeah, but we'll have a new body.
Yeah,
we'll be a new creation in a new body.
Those asleep, we'll be exactly.
So, yes, we will have.
It's going to be a lot more just a spirit coming up there.
Amen, amen.
Glorified bodies.
Yeah. Man, I'm about to be looking good
in the new heaven and the new earth.
Amen.
Keegs. Anyway, I ain't going to go into that because we can talk about what he thinks he's going to look like. All right. Mark, what do you think?
Oh, my God. That's
yeah. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, salvation, believing in Jesus, being saved, having faith in him, that's big, because we're saved by grace through faith. And just walking that walk of righteousness and holiness by his righteousness. And
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to make the rapture, actually. Some people make it hard, but Ephesians 2, 8 to 9 says that we're saved by grace through faith, not by our works, that no man shall boast. And I think it's pretty easy to actually make the rapture, being that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that's done by faith. So you'll make the rapture by that type of faith, right? So when Jesus comes back, he will see if you've accepted what he has given, which is the free gift of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
If you've truly accepted that and you've truly become born again, making the rapture is not going to be hard. I think a lot of times Christians are fearful and wonder if they're going to make it or not, because they make mistakes and they struggle and they go through all these things. Look, guys, it's normal. You're going to struggle all the way through. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to fall short somewhere. We all fall short of the glory of God, right? So don't put such a high demand and high standard upon yourself. That you're going to miss the mark, you know? So sinning is missing the mark. You're going to miss the mark somewhere, but that's why Jesus is the lawyer, right? So if you do miss the mark, you have him standing there that's going to help you out. So making the rapture to me is not hard. It isn't, you're not going to make the rapture because you pray more than somebody else. You fast more than somebody else. You worship more than somebody else. Your works aren't going to get you to go in the rapture. Listen, even as we're speaking now, somebody just passed, right? So somebody got raptured. They're already with the Lord. You know, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what Paul says. So somebody already made the rapture in that sense. All right. So anybody can have their rapture day. There will be a day of like supernatural, crazy rapture, like where we do, boom, we go up, right? So that day will come. But, you know, any day you can meet Jesus. We need to be prepared in season and out of season, not only to preach the gospel, but also to be ready to meet the Lord. That's why it's good that we keep our hearts positioned towards him and keep our minds set on him, so that we're not caught lacking, is what they say. is you don't want to be caught lacking, right? So I want to encourage somebody, if they've been scared, you know, if you're born again, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll make the rapture. You will. Jesus will gladly bring you up to him because he wants to hold you in his arms anyway. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever come across anybody, Keegan, that you've seen has been like scared if they're going to make it in the rapture or not? Did you ever experience that?
So I got saved and everything before, you know, we had all that stuff happen with, you know, the virus, everything, all that. And during like the election and everything. And so when all that was happening, I was super, super big into like conspiracy theories, politics, all that stuff. My mom still is to this day. She's like huge into that stuff. The Q, everything. Yeah. So like, I know, you know, some of that stuff, but like I was deep into that. And so I was huge. I was a huge, huge, you know, guy. I'm not going to say what I was, but I was huge on like the tribulation and everything. And I would argue with for people for hours on it. And, definitely I was fearful. I was like, man, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And it wasn't until after I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, actually, that I finally realized that like, oh, I am going to make it. I'm going to be fine. So wow.
What about you, Isaias and, Mark, did you guys have any moments where you felt that way back in the day early on?
Not really.
No,
I was pretty like neutral, man. I wasn't someone that really thought about like tomorrow or like, you know, I kind of was one of them dudes that I just trust in the Lord and whatever happens, if I die today, you know, my life is in his hands type of thing, you know. But I had friends and people that I was around that were really like anxious. They had a lot of anxiety dealing with that type of thing. Like, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I don't know. You know, they start thinking about like.
They were probably living double lives.
Oh, yeah, big time. They were like living in sin and all that stuff. And I usually notice that people that live in sin, they struggle, like they have crazy fear when we talk about like rapturing and stuff like that, because they know they're condemned, you know. And you know, the Bible says, you know, those who are in Christ, there's no condemnation. And I think that that condemned mindset can really cause people to be in a state of fear when we talk about like rapture and things like that, because they feel like they're not worthy, they're not enough and stuff like that. So it's crazy. But for me, it wasn't like a really big deal. Like I heard about it. I'm like, you know, okay, whatever happens, pre-tribulation, post-tribulation, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you? I'm sure you meditated on the topic for hours upon hours.
100%. 100%. I was the dude that thought the rapture was going to come before I was like this age. I didn't think I was even make it this age. I thought the Lord was going to come before, and I don't know. I just thought it was always going to happen. I've had dreams of like the rapture. I've had dreams of it happening, and like it's like a huge white light. You can't see anything, and you just the fear of God would just smack you. But I don't know. I always thought God was coming sooner. Even when I was in the world, I was like, I don't think this world's going to last any longer. But yet we're still here. So when the Bible says you don't know the time or the hour, no one does. Like that's real, because my whole being was like, he's coming back. Like. Next week, you know, and here we are today, you know. But
there's people, if you talk to them, that are 50, 60, 70 years old, that when they were your age, thought the same thing. Mm. That, because I know when I was close to your age, a little younger, actually, I used to be just like Keegan when I was around 20, actually. Mm-hmm. I was always into that, like, I was on the early YouTube looking up everything about conspiracy. Like, yeah. I was conspiracy junkie, you know, and I was like, oh man, I just knew, like, if you would have asked me back then if I thought I'd make it to 36 and Jesus hadn't returned, you know what I mean? I would have been like, it's not going to happen. But here we are today, you know? I will tell y'all this. I did have a dream of Jesus returning. I did see it in a dream. And I know in the dream, thinking about it now and just getting that feeling back, I knew that I was like, I would say I knew I was like 40s. I think I was around the 40s in the dream, or I wasn't old in the dream, like old. So it was just very strange. I saw in the dream how America was like done. And I saw, you know, how people were being shipped from this country over to Israel because the king had returned. He had come down to the Mount of Olives. I remember that, man. That was one of the most powerful visions I've ever had.
Wow.
And I saw that. So, like, do I think we will experience the end times in my lifetime? I think there's a strong possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I see how fast society is on degradation mode, like the degradation of society is crazy right now. And I think we're so far gone into something, nobody can pull us out. Like Jesus, you know, can pull us out, obviously, but like the world's going to get darker. And, you know, there's some theologians that have these weird belief systems that the world's going to get so good, so beautiful. And I'm sorry, man. I just looking, it shows that it's not going to go that way. Like things aren't going to get better.
Mm.
The only time we're going to see better is in that big deception of that false 7-year peace agreement, peace treaty or whatever. And then 3 years into that, things get crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know, after that, right?
Yep.
And then you find out that the person that was screaming peace, peace, peace was not who they supposedly said they were.
Yeah.
So I could believe it could happen, and the rapture could actually happen in that time too. Now, if we go and we talk about the pre-trib and the mid-trib and post-trib, I don't want to break that down and talk too much about it and just dialogue about all the doctrines, theological mindsets towards it. I haven't come to terms if I'm pre or post. I'm still really thinking on it. I'm not mid. Either way, though, this is the way I look at it. When it happens, I'm out of here. And I'm going to go through whatever I have to go through because I can't change it. I just don't think – I see some people, they'll argue about these things, and they will not be brothers in Christ or sisters in Christ anymore
mm-hmm.
because they're just so strong on like – you have to believe this, and if you don't believe it, then you're really not a brother, you know? Like, when people start doing that, they're a little ridiculous, and like, you're going to lose a lot of people because of those strong one-way mindsets. Like, if somebody's post-trib or pre-trib, it doesn't mean that I can't appreciate them. As long as we can get down to what really matters is those foundational truths. Jesus saves, and the way you get saved is by putting your faith in him and what he did on the cross of Calvary. I know that Jesus will come. We'll meet him. It'll be a glorious day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day that we should all look forward to. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. We say, come Lord Jesus. Look up, your redemption draws nigh, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to that glorious day when Jesus comes and marries us the way that it says, you know. We are in high anticipation of it. If you're a Christian, you should be in anticipation of the return of Christ. It's something that we live for. Be it in our lifetime or the next chapter that's coming after us is going to happen eventually. And mm-hmm. it's going to be glorious for us all. But I told Keegan to look up some things. What did you find out, Keegs? What do we got?
Yeah, I think while you're talking on, you know, how people argue about pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, and I even actually know someone who thinks that we're in the tribulation right now.
No, we're not.
Which is crazy. I know, but there's people who actually think that we are in the tribulation now.
They're talking about the third bowl and all that.
Exactly. And like, you know, the red heifer and, you know, all that stuff and everything and this eclipse that's happened. This is what I say, and it's actually right here in Mark 13:32. It says, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So not even the Son, not even Jesus knows. Isn't that crazy? It says he doesn't even know his own return. It says, but only the Father.
So you can get in a whole theological thing on that because technically Jesus and the Father are one.
Yes, they are.
So you can
they could debate you hard, man. They could debate.
They could try to break that down, exegete that and everything, you know? But
yeah. It does say the Son, and it's a capital S in Scripture. And usually when it's Son with a capital S in Scripture, it's referring to the Son, Jesus Christ.
There is a theological understanding that Jesus, physical humanity form of Jesus in his glorified body,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't know the exact hour of when he's going to return. Only the Father knows, is what they say.
Yeah.
But this is when you this is the, and now this is where you get into that stuff though.
This is the topic, man.
I know. It's a great topic, but it's a lot of thinking points. And people, hey, look, y'all are going to go in the comment section and let us have it and let us know stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm getting roasted right now.
No, you're not. You're getting welcome to. But that's the beautiful thing about growth, right? That's why I'm going around. I'm navigating this thing very carefully. It doesn't matter. It's in the Bible. The Bible says that. So the Word of God says that. It doesn't matter what people's opinions say or their theological understanding says or how they broke something down or how they got revelation.
But even the angels that are in heaven,
they don't
know. No. So how are we supposed to know?
Do you
know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, how are we supposed to know?
The Father is, I mean, God is sovereign and God is all knowing, all seeing. He knows, right? He should he's the creator of all things. He has no end and no beginning. I believe if we're talking about this, the Lord is merciful. He's long suffering and he wants as many people as possible to be in heaven with him. It says that, you know, there's arguments that there won't be a lot of people in heaven, but I beg to differ because it says there's multitudes that will be at the throne worshiping the Lord. It sees as far as like, it's innumerable saints, innumerable people just that have lived up on this earth. So there's a lot of people that's actually going to be in heaven. There will be people that go to hell, but there's going to be a lot of people in heaven. A lot of people will be in heaven if you really read Revelation and you read the scriptures. So there's going to be a lot of folks up there. But just to get back to what we were saying, I believe God is long-suffering. He's merciful. And he wants as many people to hear. That's why we see this prolonging. I think there's been attempts by the devil to get the Antichrist agenda growing, but they failed.
Yeah.
This could be a shot where they're shooting their shot and they fell again. And it just goes into the history books, just like when Hitler was on the earth, you know, it's in the history books. His agenda didn't get fulfilled, right? Yeah. God's plan prevailed. And this could be another shot. We don't know. We don't know. I mean, look, guys, I remember even in the older YouTube days, right? I remember watching videos of people that were saying, like, this man's the Antichrist or this president or this. And guys, there's been no, like, none of that has ever been true. They're like, I had this vision. I had this visitation from this angel. You know, oh, I had this terrible dream that just terrified me. You know, and like, what happened with all that? Like, what were they seeing? I think they were seeing a lot of stuff from their soul and trying to predict something that is unpredictable. You can see the signs. You can have a decent understanding that the time is near, but like absolute predictions, absolute dates and stuff like that's going to be hard. Even like we just went past a solar eclipse a while back and like, look.
We're still here.
Yeah, we're here and nothing crazy took place. We had some stuff that was coincide. I think God was speaking through this. Is the word synchronicity? Like the things that were synchronized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's just no, the coincidences, there's no coincidence. Like things were just too, you know, too uncanny. It was just uncanny how that stuff was taking place, how stuff was lining up, you know? So like signs are there. And you take them serious and take it as a sign of like, especially this last one, I took it as a sign of the Lord saying to America, we need to repent and turn back to him. My people will humble themselves, repent. I will hear their cries and I will come to them and restore their land. That's what he wants to do. So I believe it's in Chronicles, right? If my people will humble themselves. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Uh-huh.
Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land.
Amen. And I think that's what the Lord was saying to us here in America. The Lord's merciful and he can push the clock back as much as he wants to. He has every reason to do so. And he has all the ability to do so. Right? But let me ask this question while it's on my mind. Keegan, pre-trib, post-trib?
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're good to
are you like me or are you undecided?
Personally, so
Don't cover just because I'm saying something.
I know. Before?
You're your own man.
Yes. Before, I was 100% pre-trib guy, like all the way. Like I would argue for people with for hours and hours. I was like, listen, I was like, as soon as that trumpet sounds, as soon as it's going down, like I said, I'm going up. I was like, I'm like, Jesus, you're going to get me out of here. I'm not dealing with this Antichrist. I'm not dealing with these plagues, all the, you know, this dragon come out of the sea. Like I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'm ready to go. So, I was a heavy, heavy pre-trib guy for a really long time. Like you could not tell me anything else. Honestly, lately, since, you know, I come into this ministry, I've been extremely humbled, and my pride and my old religious ways, I'd say, have died down a bit. So honestly, I'm at the point now where I really don't know. Like you can talk to me, you can argue with me on it, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I was like, I don't know when it's happening. I don't know when I'm going, but I just want to win as many souls as possible. There was a switch for me recently, I would say within this last year, where I was praying like, God, I want your rapture to come. I'm ready. Like, you know, I'm like, God, come back, you know, and I really, really wanted it to happen. And, you know, I thought it was going to happen for the longest time. I thought it was going to happen in 2021, you know, and just kept 2022, all this stuff. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, God, I'm like, I want to win as many souls as possible. I'm like, I want to go to more nations. I want to tell more people. Now with the youth, like I want more youth, you know, to have the opportunity to serve and step into their calls and destinies and all that stuff. So I'm at a point now where I'm just ready to win souls.
It's less about you now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what comes about with humility.
Yeah.
Is you're not really focused as much on you, and your heart goes for everybody else. You want other people to make it.
Yeah.
So you put yourself last and put others first.
Amen.
You know, and I think that the only problem with pre-trib is a lot of people use it as like a get out. You know,
100%.
They use it as a get out card, and they're like, yeah, is that good? And I ain't never got to suffer and go through that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like they're going to escape something. So I can understand the arguments, you know, and I can understand why, you know, some pre-tribbers can be a little interesting. It's not all, some though. So I know Mark isn't really care either way. I already know that. But which way would you guys lean?
I will lean more towards post. And the reason for that is...
Oh, wow. A direct answer. I like it. Yeah, okay. You tricked me on this one.
Yeah. I'm leaning. If I had to choose, I would lean more on post because pre is a little bit unrealistic to me. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, I mean, you look throughout the New Testament, you've seen how, you know, Jesus even mentioned to his disciples, like, you know, you'll die for me. You know, if you live for me, you know, you'll go through these things. And most of the disciples, they went through persecution. They went through all types of death for Christ. And even Christ himself died for the sins of the world. And it just makes no sense to kind of center it towards ourselves in a way to think like, oh, we're just going to get out of here before the tribulation. Like, you know, we'll go through things. And even through before the glory was suffering, you know what I mean? Before Jesus stepped into his glorified body, there was suffering, there was death. So, you know, if we're going to live for Christ, and, you know, death is something we should look at in a heavenly way. I think there's a heavenly mindset in how you view how we leave this place. And I think fearing death is more on the demonic carnal side of how we look at it, you know. So that's why I'm saying, you know, post for me. Yeah.
So, how you said before a minute ago, not to get deep in eschatology, but I feel like a lot of people who read the scriptures initially are like told something like post or pre. And I think from my personal experience, and I have to dive deeper into it. I haven't done like a deep revelation like teaching. We should do that one of these days when we got, but I haven't done a deep revelation teaching in a long time, a study of it. If we had to pick one, I'm saying post too. Saying post. If we had to say one, because just like, I don't know, I feel like the scripture points more in that direction, and I feel like we're kind of taking a leap with pre, but I'm going post, man. Post. Yeah.
I'm not a post. Like I said, I'm still you know, I'm leaning. Obviously, we all want pre. Let's just be real. We all want pre because that's the easy way out, right? But I'm not opposed to post, you know. I could see, you know, when you were talking, Mark, you said a lot of valid points. Some people, like, it's more sensible in a way. But it goes back to how you view things, though. A lot of people choose what side they're on because of their heart position, right? So whoever's right, whoever's wrong, so be it. But yeah, I was surprised. You guys are more made up than me right now, which is pretty cool. But I was hoping you guys would answer that way so that everybody doesn't just think, oh, we're just going to agree with Daniel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't like that. And I see that a lot of times is people just agree with the preacher or they'll agree with the visionary for the sake of that. But everybody has to, the ability to think and to dialogue on these things helps everybody grow. So I like that. I like that we all can sit here and we can think and we can have our own opinions on that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I, huh?
For the people that don't know, can you explain what, cause I don't think everyone watching or hearing knows what we mean by post or pre.
Yeah. Pre-trib means before the tribulation, you get out, like before it hits the fan, before everything starts going crazy and the, you know, the mass, the plagues and all start mm-hmm. coming on the earth, you get out. Jesus comes to get you out. And post means that the church will go through the tribulation and then the rapture will come. Mm-hmm. And then the rapture will hit. So that's pretty much, that's just exactly what it says. Pre-trib means you're not going to go through the tribulation. Post-tribulation means that you will go through or you will go through to some extent. So there's also the belief in post where you'll go through some of that tribulation and then the Lord will pull you out. Not full tribulation. And the reason I say not full tribulation, because there's a time where Jesus does return and he wipes out the Antichrist. So I think there's like...
with the 144,000.
Yeah. So I think there's like post, there's like throughout in the midst of some of that, you get, I think that's more of the mindset in it, is that the church will suffer some mm-hmm. and then he'll pull you out, pull us out. Yeah, that's kind of how that belief system goes. Because there's no way you can go full post,
not unless you're part of the 144,000.
What do you keep saying the 144,000? Do you even know what that is, Keith?
Yeah, no,
that's 12,000.
What's the 144,000? Don't say it. Yeah. Don't say it. What's the 144,000?
The 144,000 is the 12 tribes. It's like the last of God's people that will be on the earth, and they'll finally call out to God and say, "God, save us." And then that's when Jesus will
but
come.
That's Jews.
No, that's not Jewish. That's not the 144,000. Yeah. Yeah. 144,000 and 12,000 men from Israel, from the 12 tribes that are virgin men, that sing a special song to the Lord. They have like a whole, like they're like God's special choir, and they'll sing on a mountain. They're 12,000 virgin.
I'll have to look at it, but I'm pretty. I know though as well in the tribulation.
Where did you learn that from, boy?
That's from the book. Come on, man of God. You're worried. The scriptures are studied to show you some proof, man of God. Come on now.
But also, you know what I'm talking about, though, the Jewish tribes, right?
I wanted to be one of them, Keys, but I'm
about, you know what I'm talking about the Jewish people, though, right? From the 12,000 from each tribe.
Yes.
They call upon the name of the Lord. Then Jesus comes back, and then he finally wipes the earth, and he throws Satan into the lake of fire.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm talking
not
about.
Wipes out the Antichrist.
Wipes out the Antichrist, all
sets
that stuff.
And then sets up the millennial reign.
Exactly.
Yes.
For the 1,000 years. Yes.
So that's why but
that's what I was talking about, Isaiah, is with that.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
I cannot wait to see the comment section.
I know. Listen, I know.
That's why I'm saying you can't go full tribulation.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Why you can't go full, because it's the Jewish people.
Then there would
people.
Be no more. There would be no rapture.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get at.
If you go full post, there's no rapture.
Exactly,
because Jesus returns at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and takes care of the Antichrist and his armies, wipes them out. Right.
Yes.
Is that what you read?
Yes.
Is that what you believe?
Yes.
Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Oh, it's hesitation. Yeah, don't second guess yourself now. Is that right,
Amen. So, man of God, it's been a minute.
Oh. You did Bible studies. That's why you know this.
Man of God,
this is where these, you know, coming from like what we call religious denominations, they do take you into some deep Bible studies. Mm-hmm. So.
Amen. Man, I used to just eat the word. We stayed in my bedroom for like 8 hours, 7 hours reading the Bible.
Right.
But he does technically twice, yes. Yes. And this is when Satan's defeated for the second time, and he'll be thrown to the lake of fire the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the first time
he'll just be trapped. But that's after the millennial reign.
That'll be after the millennial reign, yes.
Yes, then he's loosed mm-hmm. one more time.
He's loosed one more time to tempt the world, one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that is finito.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, but that second one is why Jesus mm-hmm. is reigning.
Mm-hmm.
During the millennial reign.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy. That's here crazy. We go back to theology,
that's
right?
That's crazy, yeah.
And depending on who's listening, I'm telling you, you can get in a lot of conversation, but the way I have understood it, Jesus reigns and rules and reigns for 1,000 years. During that time, there'll still be natural man and there'll be glorified man. And then Satan will be loosed again. Even while Jesus has his throne and he set it up, establishing government, mm-hmm. right? Satan will be loosed one more time, and then he's done, finito, all gone, mm-hmm. right? Once and for all, which is wild, which is absolutely wild. That's maybe one day we'll do a podcast on the millennial reign.
Yeah,
I used to do deep understanding stuff on deep study stuff on the millennial reign. It's pretty deep if you get into it. I'll really have to do some breakdown if I did that on a podcast. I have to get you guys prepared.
Some of the gates and everything.
Everything, man, in the millennial reign.
Yeah.
There'll be people outside the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and what the gates are like made of, like each gate and stuff like that. And,
no, that's. I think you're getting into the new earth and the new. I'm not talking. Yeah. You're getting into the new heavens and new earth.
Yeah.
I'm talking about still. We're still on this natural earth. You know, and there's gonna. I'm telling you guys. Crazy. Wait till the comment section. I'm telling you guys. People have different mindsets on this stuff. They have different beliefs concerning this stuff. So you guys are free to dialogue and comment. We're not going to argue, obviously, but you have every right to get in that comment section and let us know what you think. I'm curious. And this isn't like when we talk about this stuff on these podcasts, this isn't like to stir up anything crazy. It's more so just to get people thinking. And, you know, when you get to thinking, it'll push you deeper into the word. It'll make you go, man, I need to go study this more. Lord, give me revelation and understanding. I want to know more. And it'll make you want to read the word so you can get that understanding and start doing your own research, you know? So that's why I like talking about this stuff, because it makes people more hungry. I mean, this is interesting topics. It is interesting topics, and I used to love to read like these books and stuff from scholars and all this stuff that have really went deep on stuff and just read their research and stuff and just kind of get understanding. In my early days, before I was moving in a lot of the supernatural stuff, I was really going deeper on the teaching aspects of stuff, you know, learning, meaning teachings, mean teachers of the word and stuff, reading their stuff and just digesting everything. Ain't it funny when you first come to Christ, you just want to eat. Yeah, and you know, being so like in love with learning, I it brings me back to this. It brings me back to when I was under my the first spiritual father, mentor's father that I had was a guy named Wendell Knight, and he was really big on like kind of that stuff, and I got like really understanding of some things. You know, I think who was it? Was it him? I think it was him. I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong on this, but I think it's. He was teaching me about books about the millennial reign and all. I was just really studying a lot of this stuff, man. And it was just fascinating. And it's something we get to look forward to, you know? The fact that we're going to rule and reign with Jesus, it's wild. It's wild. It's wild. And it's something to look forward to. I think the new heaven and the new earth is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
So amazing.
But guys, you know, the rapture is going to happen. When it happens, you know, I don't know. All I know is it will happen, and the church will be caught up in the air to meet our beloved bridegroom named Jesus Christ, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful meeting and a wonderful wedding day when it happens. So we got something to look forward to. But just know the way you'll be ready, the way you'll make it, is put your full faith in Jesus Christ. Live a life for him. Be obedient to the best of your ability, being led by the Holy Spirit, because you can't do it in your own strength. Live by faith. It says that those who are just in the Lord walk by faith and not by sight. All right? So as long as you're walking by faith and not by sight, you're going to be all right, and you'll make it through the night. Amen? It's going to be a good time. So you will make the rapture, guys. If you're born again, you love Jesus Christ. That's pretty much simple. So don't be fearful. And before that happens, and if you don't see it, at least win souls all the way to that point. All right? Win souls, put souls into the kingdom of God, because that's where your treasure is going to increase. That's how your treasury will increase in heaven, is as you win more and more souls. Amen. I know when I leave this earth, I want to get up there and I want to see all the people that I've known here on this earth in Christ, and I want to have a good time with them. And even people that I don't know, people that's gone before me, people that are coming behind me, in front of me, all around, I can't wait to meet and hang out with them all. Amen. We got an eternity to get to know everybody. It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, guys, is there any closing statements on this topic? This is a raw talk, guys, by the way, on the rapture. Okay. It's raw talk. It's unprepared. We just come on here and we talk. That's what we do on these podcasts. And we just let whatever flow flows, you know, we let it just flow out and we talk about it. That's why we say talk about it. Amen. So if you're wondering why we say talk about it, because we got to talk about it. And that's the way I like these topics. Real, raw, authentic, and you get what you get. Amen.
Amen.
Guys,
amen.
Also, if it's your first time watching this, please subscribe. Hit the notification bell and like and share, because you care. Very important you do so, because we want you guys to be engaged on every podcast that we are putting out. But like I said, any closing comments on this, guys? Keegan, Isaiah, Mark?
All I was going to say was no one knows the time, mm-mm, the place, the hour. So instead of worrying about things that you can't control, worry about things that you can control, and just love Jesus and love people. Yeah. And it's just keep it simple, you know? You want to say anything, bro?
Perfectly said, bro.
Yes. The Bible actually tells us not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I was like, we're not promised tomorrow. We can't worry about tomorrow. So just, again, we mentioned this earlier, but don't focus on yourself. You know, souls are the goal. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, like, man, live each day like it is your last. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go out and win souls. And, you know, I was talking about this today with Forerunners, but with some of our Forerunners, like, step out, take that risk, you know, allow the Lord to just see what he can do with your faith, see what he can do, you know, with what you have. And so I would just say, just win as many souls as possible. Spend time doing that rather than arguing, you know, whether it's pre-trib, post-trib, you know, when Jesus is coming back, all that stuff. I'm telling you, if we focus less on ourselves and trying to tell people how we're right and how our opinions matter versus just winning souls, it's going to be good. So that's it.
Souls are the goal. Guys, episode 20 has come to an end of That Supernatural Talk podcast. We talked about it, and now we're going to live about it. What do I mean? We're going to win some souls. And when the rapture comes, we'll be ready, because our lamp will be full and not half full. Amen.
Amen.
Before we end, guys, I got to go ahead and just give it over here to Glory Boy number 3, Keegs Ice. Go ahead, take it away, Keegs.
Amen. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for watching episode 20 of That Supernatural Talk. I want to encourage you guys and let you guys know what God is doing through Apostle Daniel Adams and this global movement that that God has trusted him with, the supernatural life. As some of you know, we are a global online movement. We are planting churches around the world, and here in the U.S., we are building hubs, like small groups everywhere. We're doing so many amazing things, and this podcast is because of that, because of people like you who watch, who share, who like these videos, who subscribe, who become members. So you guys can support this podcast by becoming a member. We do exclusive behind the scenes videos every single week, and they are absolutely hilarious and phenomenal, not to be biased, but they're pretty awesome videos. So make sure you guys become a channel member. You guys can do that right here by going to the membership option on our YouTube page. You guys can also support us by becoming a monthly member through our podcast hosted website, Buzzsprout, for all of you watching through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all those different apps, and for streaming our podcast. You guys can support us on there. And you guys can become a forerunner. Go to www.thesupernaturallife.org. You guys can become a forerunner. You can, you know, join a local hub. You can get access to our deliverance schools, to our prophetic schools, all the different stuff that we offer. You guys can go through the teaching, training, and equipping to operate in the supernatural and to be discipled under Apostle Daniel and this amazing ministry. So anyways, guys, God bless you. Thank you so much for partnering. Thank you for sowing and so what God is doing here. And we'll again have everything in the link and the description below. God bless you guys. And we'll see you soon for episode 21 of That Supernatural Talk.